Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon title for today is Jesus Goes to Church. It's an amazing thing. It might seem like a strange and boring thing to have a worship service talking about someone going to church. Well, I mean, what's the big deal here? We go to church. We sit in the pew. We sing songs. And maybe we go down to Bible study and then we head home. It's not worth writing a sermon about, is it? When 12-year-old Jesus goes to church, it's an amazing thing. God is right there in the pew next to us. It's kind of a strange but beautiful phenomenon. Christmas brings such a profound truth that God had to. He had to come down and become one of us. The fall into sin makes it impossible for us to enter the heavenly realm. Adam and Eve disobeyed God when they chose to eat from the one tree that was forbidden. And so Jesus comes into our midst to save us. So why did Jesus go to church? The writer to the Hebrews said that Jesus had to suffer. For some people, going to worship is suffering. They put their hour of time in, you know, I'm here, but it feels like an eternity to them. But when Jesus went to church, he paid attention and even asked questions. So please, pay attention. The Bible says our righteous acts are like filthy rags, even our worship. We can't follow in Jesus' steps. We can't. Even if we spend night and day in the worship area as Anna did, and even if we tried to praise God as best as we could, and even if we stayed awake through every so-called boring sermon, we still wouldn't do it right. Our worship is always sinful, even when it is at its best. So why does 12-year-old Jesus go to church? The gospel says that he is asking questions. What kind of questions is he asking? What kind of answer is he giving? We know that Jesus came in humility, meaning that he didn't use his power. We know the first miracle he performed was the turning of water into wine at the wedding of Cana. So what else is there? If Jesus, in true humility, how much does he know about his own mission? How about that? How much does he know and his own purpose at 12 years old? Imagine Jesus reading through Isaiah. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. It was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hands. So during Jesus' ministry, he knew that the disciples would find the donkey in the town. He knew that he was going to rise again. Did he know that he would die on a cross? How did he learn about that? Was it through the Bible study? Of course. We don't know for sure if he knew, had foreknowledge of that or not, but it doesn't make any difference, really. All of the Bible study that would have been personal for Jesus. It's talking about him. He himself said that all scriptures talk about him. The betrayal for 30 pieces of silver, the division of his garments, the lifting up on the cross. It was all predicted in the Word, and Jesus would have read it and studied it himself. Jesus was going to the temple for us so that he could end up being the pinnacle and the foundation of the temple for the entire world. The Bible is meant for you. The Bible is meant to be personal for you too. And so is going to worship. And so is going to Bible study. You were all involved in that whole process. Think about what the angels said to the lowly shepherds in Luke chapter 2. "Do not be afraid," they said. "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." When you receive the Lord's Supper, Jesus is personally coming to you and for you, giving his body and blood to you for the forgiveness of sins. Sitting through a worship service wasn't painful for 12-year-old Jesus. He is the perfect student. He wants to know everything that's in the Bible, and he wants to know it well. Why? Well, not to be a show-off or to win a trivia section on religion on Jeopardy. No, it was so that he could perfectly fulfill God's will all the way through his life, all the way to the cross. Jesus has come to build a bridge from this world to heaven. Where is he taking us? Where are we going? Think of when the angels sang over the night sky of Bethlehem, and the glory of the Lord says shone around about them. This is what Jesus wants us to see. This is what Jesus wants us to experience forever in heaven. This is where he is taking us. But what does Jesus going to church have to do with all of this? God isn't just up there, you know, cheering for us with pom-poms and jumping up and down. He came down here. He came down to earth to carry us up. He's coming into our ears when we sing of him in our hymns. He's coming to us through the bread and the wine. He's pouring himself over us with the water. He's not way, way, way up there or way out there. He's right here with us, with you and me. He's come to take us home, to take us home to glory. You know, we don't have to climb or scratch our way out of this world. No, Jesus climbed his way here to carry us on his bloody back. The Word of God gives you forgiveness. It gives you hope. It gives you salvation in Jesus and promises of God's gracious gifts and care. When 12-year-old Jesus came to the temple, everyone took notice. It wasn't because he was a celebrity. They didn't even know who he was. But when someone is good at something, I mean really good at something, you can't help but just watch and admire. When Jesus came as a genuine student of the Bible, he took such an active interest. The people couldn't help but be impressed. Thanks be to God, Jesus went to church. He entered the sanctuary. He learned. He studied. He came to fulfill all the word prophesied. He didn't come to just go to church. He came to be the foundation and the pinnacle of the church. He's come here to bring us to glory, to plow the way through, to author us into heaven, a part of the invisible and eternal church. Indeed, it is a beautiful thing. Here's another beautiful thing. Jesus is still here. He's still here right now as we wait. He's the center of our music. He's the center of our liturgy. He's the power of our baptism. He's the body and blood of our supper. Jesus is still here. He is still here with all of his grace and powerful grace and mercy. God still comes to church. What a strange and beautiful phenomenon. Isn't that an amazing thing? Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.